They tell their parents to go away. It's a white genocide. White genocide. White genocide. It's coming to a border near you. They hate immigration. They hate taxation. They don't want no brown people here. It's what they bring, it's what they bear. It's a white genocide. White genocide. White genocide. Coming to the border near you.
It's Eddie in the subtitles on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in the biggest little music scene in the world. The City of Trembling Leaves. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, here with my good friend Chewbacca. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Rick, we got Ian, and then we got Eddie in a subtitle.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you made a point to not say dog water dick in the back.
Yeah,
I called you. Always say dog water dick in the back. You just said Rick. That was
I called you Rick this week.
Fuck.
Nice. Yeah.
See, Kim, what are you afraid of? It's that easy. It's that easy.
Yeah.
It's just a list of people.
Seems so easy. A couple times I've actually had to do the intro, it really, like when it comes down to it and the music starts, you kind of freeze up.
Yeah. It's go time.
You're used to just kind of riding it out.
Well, you know, not many people like practice talking up records.
No, nope.
It's like a talk-up thing because you know the post is coming.
Gotta hit the post.
At the end of the show, every week, we always just say goodbye, and it sounds like Rory nails the post, but the truth is that I insert the music afterwards, and right. I just make it so that it ends whenever Rory said goodbye.
Nice.
So the end, it's like a thing that always goes good, but the front one, we really do that shit.
That's some behind-the-scenes-ass shit right there.
Yeah. Didn't even need the drop.
It's so great to have Chewie actually here.
Oh,
so,
man.
He just says the funny thing.
So good
thing.
To be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Been gone
back.
For a while. So I always miss you guys. Listen to the show every week when I'm not here. So.
Right
been
on.
Doing a good job.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Yeah, and speaking of that, last week was the awards. Yep. Ian, you went.
Yeah.
Give us the report.
So, you know, it was a really cool event. They had, you know, all kinds of good food. I think it was India Kebab was the people catering the actual food there. And then, you know, they had some, like, you know, like little cheeses and crackers with, you know, like little meat. I forget who did that, but all kinds of really great stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to be at an event where it's just all the best of Reno all in one place. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I had a good time. I mean, you know, granted, I didn't stay for like the full duration, but I mean, they had this dude on stilts walking around half the time, and like, yeah, it was an event, man.
Was cool. The sexiest man alive there?
I don't think they live in Reno, so probably not.
The sexiest man in Reno there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Rory was there. I don't know.
Oh, so sad.
I don't think he won this year.
But yeah, no, it was a great time. Felt really honored to be there, yep. And to even, like, you know, be a part of this podcast has always been a great
something
time.
We should all be proud of, because really there is other podcasts now.
Yeah, and there's plenty
they're
of them.
Really good, time.
Good too.
I mean, not to toot our own horn, but we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It's 2 years running now. Next year we got the hat trick, so let's let's keep up the quality.
Yeah. That's it.
There's three, other people bringing the podcast.
All right. Well, I was going to pat everybody on the back, but all your hands got in the way.
We're here with Eddie Subtitle from Eddie and the Subtitles, and Penny Sillin, the lead guitar. Mm-hmm. The other Subtitles couldn't make it.
Everybody in town knows that there's a lot of illness going around.
Yeah.
We had our bouts of it here.
So as you heard from the opening track, we're not playing live this week. We're playing tracks off the, and that one is off the album that is not yet released, right?
Correct.
Exclusives. Sweet.
Yep.
We love and it that. Was something about White Genocide?
Yeah. What's that song about, Eddie?
That song was inspired by Ann Coulter, the right-wing kind of hack who had a thing on TV where she was saying that if America continues to have immigration, it will lead to a white genocide. And I thought, geez, that's a really cool title. And I thought, okay, I'll write about the border and I'll put in Ann Coulter's like idiotic statement, and there you go.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Made a song.
Ann Coulter with a C, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to look her up and shame her later,
a big C.
I don't want to like hit it right on the nose, but
nope.
But
I'm just saying,
yeah,
Coulter guys.
Yeah, well, I got
the K. There's another Chewy sample.
Capital C for cunt. I never said that, did I?
There's no way you ever said that.
No, never in a million years.
Dude, so the and white genocide is a great thing because like normally when you think white genocide, you think of white people causing genocide.
Yeah.
Instead of like genocide of white people.
It's
I don't
not
think
really
that's ever happened.
A great thing. It's an unrealistic idea that somebody's just trying to get in people's heads to scare them into voting a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Chewy, fear is what motivates everyone.
It certainly is.
Sometimes that's all we've got to do is fear.
Probably worked. A lot of people probably saw her say that and they were like, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to kill all of us.
Pretty soon we'll all be gone.
Just remember that fear is evil and corrosive, and as fear is all you have on your side, you better fucking start looking at some other arguments.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, it's cowardly and half-assed, I'd say.
Right.
Playing
and I say
people's
that,
fears all
I say
the time.
That to both sides.
Yep. Absolutely.
Winston Churchill actually said, fear is a reaction and courage is a decision.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah, dude. Nobody decides to be scared of shit.
Yeah. Huh.
So
he was the they will never, never, never guy, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Eddie, was he the never guy?
He was a heavy drinker, too.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Is
never.
He said.
Never.
Probably afterward.
His name was Winston.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Winston's a great cat name.
Yeah. That is a good cat
that's
name.
That's a great cat
Fuck.
Name.
Winston, you peed on the rug again. You're out of here.
We will never, never.
Well, right on.
Pee on
so,
the rug again.
Keeping it current events.
Like Winston Churchill?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
oh, and Coulter.
Eddie's song.
And White Genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie's song.
Fuck yeah, Eddie, so you're a little political sometimes.
Still writing for the Times, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of hooked on watching political stuff on TV because, I don't like cartoons that much. But it's sort of a live cartoon with real people, and I get influenced. It's part of the punk rock thing. Got to be political, provocative, blah, 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 blah.
It's definitely absurd the way both cartoons can be absurd and real life can be absurd.
Don't. Yeah,
oh, definitely. My God.
Well, shit, for punk rock music right now, there's plenty to be
a
upset
lot of
about.
Great music.
Yeah. That's what Henry Rollins, who I know you don't think was the best Black Flag singer.
Yeah, but I met him and he's a good, he's a cool guy, but he wasn't the best. Des Cardina was the best Black Flag singer, I think. But
he said,
cross that off the quiz list.
Yeah. Des or Henry, we got that answered.
Got it.
But anyway, Henry says that. He says, in these troubling times, it's time to do it. Joe Strummer taught you and go out and be punk rock,
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty positive from him,
Yeah. That mentality of like, let's go out and be positive forces in the world.
Yeah. Let's go talk about it. It's time, write good songs.
Well, and a lot of great music came out of everybody being pissed at Reagan. So
that's true.
Yeah. Why shouldn't we do that again?
Yeah. Nixon and lots.
It goes way back.
The funniest thing about Reagan was that when he was governor of California, he just hated these people at college campuses that had beards and and the California university system regency just looked at him like, are you nuts? These people pay tuition. Do you have any idea what you're saying? They got really mad at him.
It's because they had beards?
Yeah, I mean, hey, they may have beards, but they're paying the freight here, buddy. Mm-hmm. So they were happy to see him run for president and get the hell out of California.
So, Eddie, for our audience that might not know, you're old school punk rock. When did you start your first band? And
wow.
Now, you grew up in Reno, right?
I grew up in Reno. I was in a band called Wired Rainbow when I was, I don't know, God, it was like 60-something.
Rainbow didn't mean gay back then, huh?
No, it did not.
So...
And Wired meant like you were on drugs or something.
Right. Wow. So Wired Rainbow today
that's still
would
the
be
yeah,
freebasing was... with gays.
I don't think that was what it was.
No. But,
yeah, so that was a long time ago. And I kicked around San Francisco and L.A. And I finally put a band together in L.A. called The Rockets. And that morphed into Eddie and the Subtitles.
And why'd you go from Reno to L.A.? Was it just...
Well, L.A.'s the music capital of the world, and my brother lived down there, and he said, you know, he was teaching anthropology at Cal State Fullerton, and he said, Eddie, come on down.
It's probably a really great time to be down there. A lot of good bands.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, there always is out of that big city, but.
Yeah, it was really cool. And
punk rock was really blowing up at that point.
Yeah, Carol Q had Rodney on the Rocks, and he's the first one to play everybody, but. He was playing the Sex Pistols and the Clash, and I'm going, hey, this is pretty cool music. And I finally went down and saw X and the Alley Cats and the Dills and the Avengers, and I'm going, I like these guys. This is fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you made Eddie and the Subtitles. What year was, like, your first show? And...
Oh, God, like 77 maybe.
Damn.
That's going back.
But the first album... When did that come out?
The first album came out. In fact, we waited. We were in the studio, and we waited until it was midnight 1980. And that's when we started to record the song American Society, which would be on the first album. So it was, came out, you know, it was recorded in the January 1980.
So technically, the first album recorded in the 1980s.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it shaped the entire decade.
Well, you sound like something my mother would say, but
that American Society was kind of like a pretty standout song for you guys, right?
Yeah, it was really strange because I gave Rodney a copy and it didn't really say anything on it, and he started playing Louie Louie, and he was playing it and getting a lot of requests, and it's like a hit. And Tony of the Adolescents called him up one night and said, hey, Rodney, you're playing the wrong side. And he's going, Tony, this is a big hit now. And Tony said, just for me, turn it over and play the A side. So he turned it over and played American Society. He could not believe the response on it. So I actually had a two-sided single that was – they were both hits, I guess, if you can call that hits. And it was kind of cool.
It's awesome.
That's way cool, dude. You want to set us up with the next song we're going to listen to?
If I knew what it was, I would.
Penny, do you know what the next song is?
We can't give the whole album away, but which one you want to hear? We got Dimetown, Can't Seem to Get Over You, Any Way You Want It, The Young Ones.
You know what? Dimetown's one of your older songs, right? Like from back in the early Subtitles days, right?
No. It is a song
he's had it for a long time.
We recorded it with Spencer, but yeah, I've had it for a bit. But
oh, okay. I thought maybe that was one that you played down there.
I think, but way back when I first met you, you were talking. You had that song.
Yeah,
you had that for a while.
Yeah, it's been there.
But finally, it became a Subtitles track.
Right.
Ah, okay. I was thinking it was like Zombie Drug Killers because that's an old.
That's a very
old
song.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. But we don't have that. Today we have, let's listen to Dimetown.
Okay.
Well, all the cops, they look at you like you're something bad. And everybody else, it just looks so sad. Well, me, I'm down and I pick up tricks. It says it like this, it's 19. all you got to look forward to is dying downhill.
Short, rad-ass punk stuff.
Yep, good to keep that old-school punk rock alive.
Yeah,
any, are any of those little snippets of story actually true?
Yeah, there was a place in Santa Ana where it was literally like a drive-up drug place. And, you know, you drive up your car and pull over, and you could buy whatever you wanted to buy, but you had to buy at least $10 worth of something. And so it was nicknamed Dimetown. So it was an actual place where you bought drugs in Santa Ana.
Legendary dope house.
Yeah.
But did a guy wind up dead in the alley? Or was that just like...
Well, Jim was actually a guy, and he was just a real jerk off, but he moved from Southern California to Vegas to become a card dealer, and he was really into shooting up drugs, and he died of shooting up drugs. So he didn't really die in the alley. Well, I don't know where he died.
There's a lot of alleys in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
there is a lot. Yeah, so he probably did die in an alley. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Dimetown. Poor guy.
Shit, dude, these sound so like raw and stuff. Some of these were recorded here, and some of them were recorded at where, you guys?
We recorded some stuff over at Ilya's studio, Molly's studio. That's the name of his cat. And
and a great drug.
Yeah. And, he's the guitar player of Shit Metaphor, which is just a fabulous band. And it was fun recording over there because it was like the old school reel-to-reel analog kind of recording.
Awesome. Dude, actual analog stuff, you guys. Fucking rad.
Very cool.
It's very exciting.
And did you guys, it sounds live as shit. Were you guys all like live in this big giant space all playing at the same time?
Oh yeah.
And over here, I normally don't do that with everybody, but you guys are like that. So we all, over here, the songs were recorded over here. We did the same thing. Everybody live in the same room. And fucking Eddie always likes his live vocal take that's being done 7 feet away from the drum kit. So, which is great.
Hey, but man, if it sounds good, it sounds good.
Fuck yeah, you know? And it does. So that's what's on this record.
Yeah, there's some overdubs too, I noticed. There's some production.
A little bit. But the main everything is just live as shit.
Fucking cool.
Right. Well, so how'd you end up hooking up with Rick? I mean, this modern, you were hitting the subtitles back in the late 70s. How'd you end up all these years later putting a band back together and making this modern band?
Well, I moved back to Reno and because punk rock had died in L.A.
What year was that?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I want to just mark the date when punk rock died in L.A.
As specific as you could be.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometime in the 80s, the cops just decided that you guys aren't going to play here ever again. So, but
cracking down.
I read about Dogwater and Reno News and Review, and it was a great article, but it didn't mention how to get a hold of anybody. So I called Brad Bynum and told him, I left him a message that I wanted to get a hold of the studio, and he left me a message that this is the phone number. So I called Rick and came in and just recorded some songs that I'd written by myself. And then he hooked me up with or the first backing band I had, and they were just such a problem that Rick finally kicked them out of the studio, which has never happened
hard to
before.
Do.
Well, they did.
Yeah. They were.
Should we bleep out their names so we can just talk openly about this?
What did
this alleged band?
Well, here was the problem: it was like a couple and a drummer, and the drummer was really cool. The drummer was great. But the couple was really weird because the girl who played bass and keyboards, she'd get drunk. And so we had to get her recorded like within the first like
40 minutes because after a while she was just drunk and her boyfriend or whatever his name is, he would just yell at her and yell at her.
Have you ever heard somebody just yell at their wife or girlfriend in a way that made you uncomfortable?
Oh, it was awful.
It made everybody uncomfortable. It was just like, and it wasn't anything physical in front of us, but it just felt so abusive. But then she was so drunk that it was like, does it matter? I don't even know.
It was
a shit show.
They were talented people, but it was difficult to watch them interact with each other.
Yeah, high drama. So anyway, then Rick said, you know, I know these two musicians and they're really good. The Grimtones, or at the time they were called Scarlet Presence, I think.
Yeah, that's what they were called in high school. I've known those two since, I think I've known Carter since middle school and Michelle since like ninth grade. So
anyway, I was hesitant about working with two people, but Rick said, oh no, they play all the instruments. And so we started recording some stuff and actually put out a CD. And then it was Nick Ramirez, who's in the room with us, who suggested that I put together a new Eddie and the Subtitles. And I hadn't thought of that. And I thought, well, okay. And I was thinking about the band that Nick was in at the time, the Liver Scars, and they subsequently broke up. And so my next choice was actually, I'm not saying that the Liver Scars are my first choice, but they broke up, so that was that. But Nick's wife, Mikey, was in a band that I loved called The Shames, and so I asked them, and their drummer kind of poo-pooed the idea, but Penny and Mikey said, yeah, they'd do that. And so we got Spencer to play drums, and the new Eddie and Subtitles were born.
Yeah, awesome.
What did you think when you first heard the idea to play with Eddie? And how did that go down? Like, Penny?
No comment.
Sorry, I was checking my phone. What was the question?
Lost it.
When you first got asked to be in Eddie's band, how did that go down? And what was the conversation with you guys?
Oh, we thought it was a great idea to help him like keep his music up, and since he was such a good songwriter, we thought that would be a good thing to support another punk rocker in town, and so we were down for the project.
Right on. And it came together pretty well.
Yeah.
I love it. It's
like, it was so musician. Dude, after hearing the old Eddie and the Subtitle stuff all the time, which are all available on Spotify, hearing that old shit and then going to a show, going to Mary Anarchy and seeing a live band play that was so fucking badass. I remember the first time I saw you guys play at a Mary Anarchy, and it was so amazing. And Penny like just looked like fucking hella crazy, and all her hair was hanging in her face, and she looked all like she wasn't. I'm so used to Penny being like a front man where she has to look us in the eye and sing, but instead she was like this like phantom guitar player that was like off to the side with the hair covering her face. And you were like, and there was one point in one of the songs where you looked like you were just totally dazed, not even like doing anything. And then all of a sudden it came to your part, and you just came to life and started playing, and it was like a doll all being plugged in. It was fucking, I was like, she's gonna miss it. I know it's coming up. She's gonna miss it. And then it fucking, it was so rad. That was amazing. And you guys only had a few songs that first Mary Anarchy. Mm-hmm. But I just remember it
that
being,
was awesome.
I wanted it to go on for 3 hours.
Yeah. Penny's a real pro. I mean, she's awesome.
Thank you.
Playing around for years and years.
Fuck yeah.
With tons of awesome bands. Of course, she's not gonna miss her spot.
And you can hear the Shames influence in the band. It's really cool sound.
Yeah,
and
great music.
Yeah, and then now we got Scott. You got Scott in your band. Who's not here today? Another sick guy, but he's a great drummer too. And like transitioning from the one drummer to the new drummer style and stuff, and then all the new songs you brought in for Scott to write the drum parts too. You know. The band is great, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta see Eddie and the Subtitles.
And it's a mix of the old stuff and all these great fucking songs that Eddie's still writing.
Speaking of seeing them, do you guys have any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, we're gonna play the Mary Anarchy show.
It's Saturday, December 14th, I believe, with a bunch of cool bands. And we like playing Mary Anarchy, and I'll be over at Jub Jub. So come on down.
Awesome.
And, Nick, how close to the end of the night are they?
They'll be like second or third to last.
Right.
And they're like co-headlining, so they get a little extra time, more than a half an hour.
Fuck
play
yeah.
A little longer.
Yeah,
and I'll be announcing who else is playing later.
Oh, okay.
But, what? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to say. I'm really
secret,
looking forward to playing this.
Yeah, yeah, I still just have to confirm a few things, but it's going to be a big one this year. I will announce that it's for Eric and Daisy. And
who just
Foremans.
Had a baby.
Love the Foremans.
Yeah, for their baby, August Fox. And they can possibly use the money to sue the hospital for that tragedy with their child. So anyway, also, it's going to be my 50th birthday and Eddie, your 70th birthday.
Fuck. It's my 70th birthday.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
We're going to party.
We're going to party. We're having a big birthday party.
We're going to party and give the money to Eric and Daisy.
Cool.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds like awesome.
Two of my favorite people.
Yeah. Tons of great bands. We're handpicking them this year because the list is already huge without me
like
even asking.
Yeah. Instead of an open.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it gets to a point where it's just so many bands.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to. It's either that or you have to tell people, well, sorry, you can't. And it's better to just be like, hey, would you? Than being like, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, please be on the next one
yeah.
for sure. But this one's already full.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. Sean Streiss, our webmaster here at the podcast, he was going to get the money. And then he said, no, I'm doing fine. I don't need it. So he paid it forward.
That's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
And he won his struggle with cancer.
That's amazing.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
So,
fuck yeah.
That's
Brian. He's like, I'm coming out of the forest. I don't even care. You give that money to Eric and Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And I like that the pictures where he's holding the award again.
He does so much work.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never give him enough thanks. He's great.
Yeah. You guys out there in listening land, just give it up for Lord Streiss.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucking yeah, man.
All right. Well, let's have another song by Eddie in the subtitles. Benny, you want to
sounds great. we actually, oh man, we're so proud of this other song that's coming up for you tonight. We want you to enjoy this. It's called Why Should I Care?
Why should I care when you don't care at all and you're not there? Hiding behind your wall. When will I learn that I'm not on your mind? Then I get burned 'cause you don't care. Why should I care when you wear your poker face, the face you wear, then you disappear without a trace. Then you come back and act like you're the one who won't crack. Then you don't crack 'cause you don't care. Why should I care? Ooh, why should I care? Ooh, tell me, why should I care? Ooh, tell me, why should I care? Should I care when you make me take the ball and it's not fair? But you don't care at all. When will I learn that I'm not on your mind? When you get burned 'cause you don't care. Why should I care? Should I care? Why should I care? Tell me, why should I care?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Awesome.
Eddie, is there anything we should know about that?
Oh, boy. That's a weird song because... I really like that song. It reminds me like of a Rolling Stones song, like from December's Children or something like that. But my friend Alan Mitchell, he gave me a Gene Clark solo album, The Guy and the Birds, and one of the songs had chords that were really odd, and so I stole the chords and wrote that song around the Gene Clark chords. Sorry, Gene.
Just kidding. Yeah. That's some behind the ass.
Yeah. Go see your lawyer. Shit. See me later. And it just, you know, came together, and the band played really well on that one.
Fuck yeah.
Good ass song.
Thanks.
Very cool. So you had the I Should Have Shot Trump album out, right? The CD?
Yeah, it was like an EP. I think there were 7 songs on it. But yeah, it was weird because Spotify wouldn't put it out because I think they were afraid that somebody would actually shoot Trump, which I thought was a pretty good idea. But anyway.
Yeah.
Having an EP called I Should Have Shot Trump Instead. I mean, I guess. And then the cover. Can we just describe the cover?
Yeah, it was a picture of the famous Pulitzer Prize winning picture of Ruby Jack Ruby shooting Oswald. But instead of a gun, it's got a guitar in Ruby's hands, and Oswald has a mic and he's singing,
and it looks as he's grimacing in his death throes.
He looks like a lead singer.
It looks like he's singing.
And the sheriff next to him, who's handcuffed to Oswald, is playing a keyboard. So it just looked like, you know, the Lee Harvey Oswald band. You know, I thought that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's funny.
So I think that one's going to be a collector's item because. You can't get it anymore,
yeah,
right?
It's you just, can't get it.
Right. And then that's the new one. And then you got a brand new one that we're listening to tracks to now. When does that come out?
Soon. Very soon. Scott's working on some artwork.
Our drummer, Scott, he's amazing.
Scott Bates.
Yeah, he really is amazing. So he not only plays drums and guitar and sings and bass, and he does artwork really well. So we're just waiting for the artwork. We're going to hook up with Rick here in the first part of November to just make sure that everything is the way it should sound and so forth.
Final sequencing. And Geza?
It was mixed by Geza X, the famous punk rock producer who did the Dead Kennedys, the Weirdos, the Avengers, Eddie and the Subtitles. Oh.
All the greats.
Am I plugging them again? And you know, Geza, he really liked the album. He said Eddie's a bitchin' songwriter, and oh, that's nice. And so
he's right.
He wants to record us some new stuff. So we're gonna go down to LA.
Oh
and
my god, that's recording. So fucking
that's
exciting!
Awesome.
So holy cool. Shit! And I mean, you worked with him back in the day, so
oh yeah.
So it'd be like all these years later doing the same shit.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude.
Wow, that's awesome.
You guys recently went down to L.A. and played some shows down there, right? I mean, how was that to be able to go back and back to the old stomping grounds and bring some new music?
Did the old subtitles show up and like protest?
No, okay. No, they stayed away like the plague. But it was really fun. I probably took 100 selfies. It's like it was fun. There was a lot of people showed up, a lot of the old crowd, and. I think we did really well. And
oh man, the doll hut, that they totally hooked us up. They had the whole hookup with the bands that they booked that night. There were actually 2 nights that we played, and we played with Radolescence, which was the Adolescence Without Tony, right? And then we also had a chance to play with a number of really great bands the following night. And so I thought that it was good exposure, and there was a show we were going to play the night before we went to Anaheim, which was going to be in Bishop, and then for a second there we almost didn't play it, so I told everyone I knew a girl in Fresno, and everyone was scared that we were going to play Fresno.
Poor Fresno.
Yeah. Poor Fresno, though, because I'll tell you what, they make a mean pea soup.
Oh yeah, dude,
I think, really. Fresno fog, man.
Yeah,
you can feel the fog rolling
Fresno
over you.
Fresno is famous for their pea soup. Soup.
Famous for raisins and pea soup, and, right. And really intense gang
anything,
culture.
Yeah, like related to number twos and number three vomit.
Yes,
and exorcisms and
yeah. Cow shit and tent cities and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just a little slice of paradise down there, man.
So we're talking about a place you, that you did not play.
Yeah, right. Because
yeah.
Well, the it was
reputation.
The Bishop Show was a lot of fun. We played with a band called Grimace, and they were great, and it was really fun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good little spot.
Yeah, and they're probably hungry for music in Bishop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty
small. Yeah, playing
small
those little
towns
is always a good idea, I think.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A.
Yep, Grimace, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah, they were good.
You planning on going back soon? Down to L.A. or
as soon as you get your car. Yeah, we'll be doing some shows down there probably in the spring and then again in the summer.
Fuck yeah!
Cool. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Always.
My favorite band. For the audience too, this band practices in my living room, so I'm probably their biggest fan, like for real, because I see them every.
You probably see more shows than anybody else.
Yeah. I could say that. I've seen him play more than anyone else besides them. Same with the Shames. Does Shames have anything coming up?
Not yet. We're kind of taking a little hiatus, just getting a little adjusted to our new drummer right now, and we'll probably have something more in the next year.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Fuck yeah.
Eddie Subtitle. It's been a long time. We've been waiting to get you on the show. We have this little game we like to play. Would you like to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Rick.
I like playing games.
Let's hear it.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. All right. Here we go. It's the worst little quiz in the world. This is the worst bedtime story Eddie's ever heard.
Yes, it is.
We're going to be asking Eddie and Penny going head to head for the best answers on the worst little quiz. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Bring it.
Here we go. I'll start out with what was the first record you bought with your own money?
The first record I bought with my own money was the Peppermint Twist by Joey D, maybe, or somebody like that. It's like a surfing kind of...
You're talking about a 45, right?
Yeah, 45.
Do you remember the B-side?
No, I do not.
Never flipped that fucker over, did you?
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember it.
Damn it.
We'll take a few points off
of
that.
I got a feeling that was a long time ago.
Penny.
Like 60.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, wow. What was the hit on that one that you bought it for?
Hey Ricky.
Hey Ricky. Okay,
right.
I remember that.
God,
that was when he was first starting out. Yeah. And funny a side note, Eddie was on Dr. Demento. Weird Al was on Dr. Demento.
Yeah. Dr. Demento was rad.
Love it.
Do you want to tell us a quick little story about the Underwear Man?
Yeah, we. I was in a kind of a duet with me and another guy, and we got some musicians and recorded some songs like Doing the Toilet Rock and, you know, stuff like that. And we recorded a song called The Underwear Man, and we sent it to Dr. Demento, and I'll be damned if he didn't play it on his show. And we were
shit.
Just like, wow, we're on Dr. Demento's show.
Yep. Fuck yeah.
It's fucking great.
Do you remember how it went?
No. It was a long time ago.
Is there a place where you could find it on the internet? Has anybody uploaded that?
Not yet. I have copies of it. And in fact, I just made a copy for Scott, and he really likes it. He likes the early Eddie stuff. So it'll be out eventually.
Very cool. All right, who's next? Big question.
I'll take it, of course. What, in your opinion, what's the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
Well, I work in a grocery store called Food Source, and it's really sketchy.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. We get people in there that, and I'm amazed that they know how to get out of bed because they don't know how to use their food stamp card. They don't know how to use anything.
Well, life stuff.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
Where's that at?
Is
that...
It's over by the Atlantis. It's like Kitty Corner from the Atlantis. But I'll tell you one thing. We get a lot of Hispanic people, and, you know, I know Trump is really against Hispanics, but, you know, Hispanic people are the nicest people in the world. They're smart. They know how to buy their groceries.
You know, they're really pretty efficient.
Hey, they're very efficient, and, you know, that's a big step up for somebody who's, you know, he's a checker of groceries, so.
Penny, sketchiest convenience store in Reno, Sparks.
Gosh, you know, they've closed most of them down, but the one that was on Wells and Sixth that used to be like a nightmare to go to, and now it's like a Chevron, I think.
Oh yeah. The one that by
the Jacksons is there now,
across from Denny's.
Yeah.
And all those customers had to move to that Chevron.
Yeah.
and then there's also the one that's over by a Sutro. And a freaking
Audi?
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven?
That's a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. That Sevy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a sketchy.
Those would be mine.
That was rough. All right.
Pretty bad. Now, does Eddie gets a zero for that, for saying a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
No points.
I think I've been there to that one. It's
but fantastic. Actually, I'm going to give him a couple points because he was nice to Hispanics.
Yeah, there you go. Aw,
yay. Thank
you.
Buenos dias.
All right, Rick, you got a question?
Okay, Eddie. What is the nature and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
Oh, my. I don't remember.
It was that long ago?
Yeah, I was pretty active in that area.
You guys don't know. I've seen pictures of Eddie when he was younger. He was fucking hot as balls. Eddie is like one of the cutest dudes I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah. I'm sure you were just knocking it out of the park at a very young age.
I just, you know, when I grew up, virginity was something that we didn't really know what that meant yet. So I'm not sure where that would fall.
All right, no points for you.
Wow, at least I'm consistent.
Penny?
I would like to take this moment to thank all of those wonderful people that support the podcast and
our Patreons.
Patreon subscribers.
You slept with them?
All of them? Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And on top of that, I also want to discuss Halloween candies and what everybody's handing out. I mean, I know we're talking about virginity, but let's talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is Halloween candy. And so what are you handing out? Because this tells me a lot about the person. So I'll start. I personally, I always like to hand out Reese's peanut butter cups.
Fuck yeah.
That's amazing.
Top tier.
Thank you. And now these days they have like the Monster Head Reese's peanut butter cups. So,
which has a great chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
So delicious. Nick, what are you handing out this year?
Oh, it's okay, Penny. I'm going to give you points anyway. Ian,
deflection.
Did you have a question for our guests?
So if you could have a 3-course meal with any person throughout history, alive or dead, who would it be? And where would you be eating?
You want to start with Penny this time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could...
have a 3-course meal with anybody.
Living or dead.
Yeah, living or dead. And like, what kind of food are you guys
eating? Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he needs a good sandwich. Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah, that's what I call popcorn. Different styles. Popcorn with balls.
He'd be so grateful. Corn.
Is he going to eat the salt or not? Because remember how much he wasted?
Yeah. He probably wouldn't eat the popcorn. He'd be like, nah, I'm in the middle of a thing here. I can't eat the popcorn.
Yeah. That's true. Or he's just like, one kernel is good. I'm full. Eddie?
I would have dinner with John Lennon, and we would have rum and coke, and for dessert, rum and coke.
Ah, nice. Nice.
Wait, I get a do-over because everybody hated my question.
Okay.
What is your favorite drunk food?
Favorite drunk food? Penny?
Burritos.
Hell yeah. Taco truck?
Yeah.
Like carne asada, carnitas, what?
No, remember, I'm eating dinner with Gandhi and we're having popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you're a vegetarian, too.
So it's going to be like bean quesadillas. Yeah, bean burritos.
Ah, oh, Being the cheese, fuck yeah.
What's your favorite drunk food, Eddie?
I like Big Hunk candy bars. They're really kind of
I haven't had a Big Hunk in so fucking long.
Yeah, I'm addicted to
them. Oh my God.
You can have all mine.
Dude, those are good. Yeah. No. They got the peanut butter on the inside, right? That's the one I'm thinking. No, Big Hunk is the chocolate one. Abba Zabba, totally. I'm so sorry.
I never, ever want to eat sweets when I'm drunk. I don't know why. I want to eat grease. Fair.
All right, one more round of big questions. Here we go. All right. If you could go on a celebrity road trip across the country with anybody, who'd the celebrity be and what car would you drive? Is that okay?
Eddie?
Alive or dead?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I would go on a celebrity ride with Marilyn Monroe and a Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Fucking A.
That's just classic.
Can we all join?
Yeah. Yes.
Corvettes are small.
Yes,
baby.
We can.
Sorry. Just me and Marilyn.
Sorry. Slam the door.
What do you say, Penny?
Fine. I'll go with Elvis.
Ooh. Oh,
nice. What kind of car?
His motorcycle that he crashed on.
Okay. I think that was James
before
Dean.
Before the crash.
Yeah. Before the crash.
Wait.
Sorry.
Was James Dean?
No, if you want to go in the way Elvis went out, you have to ride a toilet.
Yeah.
Hey, take it easy on Elvis.
Poor Elvis. Poor Elvis.
All right. I'm having a hard time coming up with anything, so I'd just like to know what's your favorite and least favorite cities in California?
Wow. It's a new question.
I know.
I think the Fresno thing brought it up.
I know what my least favorite is that Fresno fog place.
Right on.
It's so foggy.
Love LA and I love San Francisco. I love big cities. So, San Francisco, LA, whatever.
Okay. Fair.
Half points for saying two things.
Have you been to California?
Sexually.
She just won the quiz. No, go ahead, Rick. You got another biggie?
So you don't have an answer?
What's your... that's a stupid question. No, I don't want to ask anything bad.
I was just trying to get points to say sexually.
Oh, you got points. You won that round.
Thank you.
You won that round.
Sexually.
Oh, what character do you most relate to on The Breakfast Club?
Is that for me?
Yes.
For both of you.
Yeah.
Judd Nelson. Eddie.
No shit.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, you are him, huh?
I kind of am.
Eddie?
I think her name is Molly Ring something.
Oh, you relate
totally
to the
Spanish
princess?
Springs. He's Spanish Springs and I'm Sparks.
Oh, my
God. You know, that's a long time ago.
And you're pretty in pink, too.
I am.
All right. Ian, let's have one more big question and get onto the round.
Make it a good one. These are going down.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Who, me?
Yeah, either one.
Let's see, the first concert I saw, I think I would have to say the Wheat Straw Bluegrass Band, which is a local Reno band. And they were playing with, oh God, I can't remember the name of the band. It's the band that that right wing guy that did Cat Scratch Fever.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent was in a band before he was Ted Nugent, but I can't remember the name of the band. And they were horrible. but it was at the Coliseum, and Wheat Straw was great. And I think that was it, or it might have been Moby Grape. I'm not sure. I get them confused.
Which Coliseum?
The Reno Coliseum.
Ah, the Lifestyle, the not the Lifestyle, the Convention Center now.
Yeah, the Convention Center.
The Centennial Coliseum.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all right.
That's some history. I did not know that's what it was called.
Yep. Some big concerts back in the old days.
Yeah, they had concerts there.
Penny, what was the first concert you ever went to?
That's a good question. I can't remember. I mean, I guess I would say No Comment?
Things are evening out
good.
Here.
Yeah. I like them. They were hot.
Yeah, they were a good
that's
band.
That's a punk band, right? No
yep.
Yeah.
If it's not, it should be.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Elvis or Beatles?
I like both of them so much, but I'd have to pick the Beatles.
Elvis!
Puke or diarrhea?
I don't like either one of those, but I'd have to say puke is my favorite.
Being gay is really... Oh, Benny, I'm so sorry.
Diarrhea.
Fuck yeah. Being gay is really great, and having red hair is really great. But given the choice between gay or ginger, which one would you rather have? Or rather be?
I'm going ginger with that.
Gay.
All right.
Next. Oh, I see how this is shaping.
Oh, man. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
All right. Oh, yeah. Splitting it up.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
I've been arrested so many times, I gotta go with that.
Okay. Elko or Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas, baby.
Okay, we agree on that.
Elko, God, what an awful place.
It's quaint.
Rick?
Oh, would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. Where's the cancer?
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. It's as bad as AIDS.
Well, what stage is it in?
No, you don't get to pick.
Damn
that's,
it,
that's,
Rick.
That's part of the... Cancer is such a spin of the wheel.
Fine, AIDS.
I'll resign myself to AIDS.
Eddie, what did you pick?
I'll take cancer because I'm a Sagittarius.
Nice. And you get along great with cancers.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's deep. Let's end this. This is horrible.
This is so dark and depressing.
I think we're going to call it a draw this week.
Yeah. Let's call it done.
We have this great opportunity to interview these great people, and we screw it up this bad.
We really dropped the ball.
We're just really. It's our fault. It's not you guys' fault. It's not on you. Those questions.
Yeah. I almost broke out the bacon question. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to ask the one I've been at my new question.
No, because that just,
my balls.
That kills good quizzes.
Right. So,
I would rather rub it on my balls. Is that the answer?
Oh, yeah. That's always the answer.
I think Penny just won the quiz. We're giving it to Penny this week.
Hey, Penny.
All right. That was terrible.
Terrible.
So, yeah, let's transition. We've got some pretty cool events happening in this week. This Saturday, we've got the zombie crawl. So go out and, you know, get drunk and wander around the town in your Halloween gear and get up.
I do that every night.
Let the Right One In is still happening with the Good Luck Macbeth. So
and you go to their website. Yes. It's not on brown paper tickets like it used to be.
Yeah, so go onto their website. And
I'm going this Wednesday.
Well, which by the time this comes out is yesterday. So there is actually a showing on Thursday at 7:30, and then throughout the rest of the weekend, there are showings at 7:30.
There is a showing on Wednesday, right?
Last shot.
7:30.
But the audience wouldn't.
I heard it's really good.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, so
you are so smart.
You got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. And this is the last weekend for it?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
So, get out and do that. And then I think I'm also seeing here, if you don't want to go to the zombie crawl, it looks like we have Tenacious D the Grand Sierra Casino this weekend Saturday. Baby. So if you're not feeling like going out and dealing with the crowds there, head out to the Grand Sierra and go see Tenacious D.
Go see that crowd.
Fucking A. With Winchester.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get one of the guys from Winchester to be on the show next week, so wish me luck.
That'd be awesome.
Good luck.
It's a 50-50 chance. He's either going to say yes or no. So, they just went to like Rio de Janeiro, London, they just went on a world tour.
Are you talking about the Winchester brothers from Supernatural?
No, it's a band called Winchester with a Y.
Wow.
And it's actually John Kineski from Tenacious D, the lead guitar player, and then Mike Bray from the Kyle Gass Band. They have a band called Winchester together, and it's just the two of them.
Sam and Dean, though.
Two of them with
acoustic
guitars, and it's kind of like the D. They make funny songs up, and they're just two guys with two guitars.
Nice.
And they're ripper guitar players.
Awesome.
They're so good.
Cool.
So looking forward to that. Tenacious Dean.
Has anyone planned to go to the Slaughterhouse Haunted House? Anyone?
I haven't.
No. I really don't know.
Well, that's going on at
it.
The Aces Ballpark.
You been there?
I went last year, and I plan to do so this year. It's the only haunted house this year in Reno, Nevada.
Really?
Yes. Huh. I was kind of shocked that Kingdom of Horrors is not putting on their haunted house, but I thought I should drop a little something-something.
Yeah, if you want to go get
last,
spoopy.
Last haunted house standing. It's at the Aces Ballpark, so yes. It's probably pretty elaborate and a big deal.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, that's a lot of room to work with. Do they do it on the diamond? Or?
So, no, but what they do is you can actually go for, like if you're not really into haunted houses, you can do the laser tag train ride, which is... something where you're not as jump scared and you get to like shoot at the zombies from like a
fun.
Train.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And it kind of drives around the ballpark, like where you would go to concessions. So it takes you around that. Yeah. It's kind of fun. And then if you want to actually do the haunted house, then it's like kind of where the under where the freight house district is. So it's
okay.
And you go through some little hallways and rooms and
out by left field.
Yes,
but up.
Yes, okay. Kind of like Coors Beer Garden area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep. So you know, if that's you're interested good. In haunted housing, there you
that's
go.
That's right. And last night we just carved up a bunch of pumpkins here at Rick's. It was awesome.
So much fun.
Loved it.
Yep.
And it's not just my house.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Penny, you live here at the studio. I forget.
Yeah.
That's right.
We had fun. We had a good time here.
Fuck yeah. Whole place.
I can imagine.
Pumpkins.
Very cool.
I would have been there except pumpkin for guts I for stubbed days. My toe. And...
You know what? We get it. You had to trick or treat.
Yep. Every year.
That's right.
It's understandable.
That's right.
We might have made it yesterday. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man.
Also, I want to say hey to Rory and congratulations on getting your house roofed. That's why I couldn't be here today.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
I know, it took 2 weeks.
Apparently.
To oh, okay.
It's quite an ordeal.
Well, it is. Roofing is a real bitch.
Yeah. I helped him wrap it up yesterday.
When I see roofers, I'm like, goddamn, those guys have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Got some man points helping my bud out.
Roofing is one of the scariest.
So, Nick, you roofed?
Yeah, 110 Dooley, the whole band, the next day after our gig, we went over to Rory's.
You guys all sat around and watched Spike and Jackson do it all?
No. No. Watched everybody do a lot. But,
yeah, I'm sure. I'm just kidding.
No, we had a good little... with David Brothers, we had a really good assembly line. We had a fucking formula, and we got it done pretty darn quick.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds dedication.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teamwork is where it's at.
Yeah, I think we bonded as a band. You guys want to bond as a band? Subtitles? Roof. Yeah. Do a roof together.
Yeah. Or you guys could come put a new hose bib on the front of my house.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
That's code.
Sexually.
Somebody's leaking.
Drip.
Well, cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys play.
Thank you.
Mary Anarchy, December 14th for that show. It'll be the 13th and the 14th, but Eddie and the Subtitles will be on the 14th.
Go both nights. It's always awesome.
Do we have one or two more songs, Rick?
I would love to end the show with a song. Well, you know what would be great is to have two songs that are together.
Yeah, let's do
that
back
go
to
good
back.
Together. I don't know how you guys feel about this. What about Endless Sleep and I'm Crying?
Sure.
Oh, do we still have like little boxes too, right?
Oh, yeah, I love little boxes because it's an old folk song and I'm an old folk idiot.
What were you thinking, Penny?
I was thinking, wow, let's do what he said because he really doesn't ever call himself an idiot. So let's go with that.
Sweet. Okay.
And I love you, Mikey. I love you, Scott.
Yeah.
And Eddie and I, we really missed you tonight, but we're glad you're listening in tonight to the Worst Little Podcast. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, with that, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Chewbacca, for Cadillac Kim, Rick, Ian, and the Subtitles, both who could be here and who could not be here. I'm Nick Ramirez saying, life is short, we love you. Enjoy these songs by Eddie and the Subtitles.
Thanks for having us.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Little boxes on the hill, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they're
black rain coming down. Before my girl, she's nowhere to be found. Followed her footsteps down to the shore. Now she's gone forevermore. Oh well, I went to the sea and it seemed to say, I took your girl from you away. I heard a voice crying from the deep, come join me, baby, on my endless sleep. Why did we argue? Why did we fight? Why isn't my girl here tonight? Followed her footsteps down to the sea. Now my girl, she's gone from me. Oh well, I went to the sea and it seemed to say, I took your girl from you away. I heard a voice crying from the deep, come join me, baby, on my endless sleep. Endless sleep. I'm crying.